The Old Testament reading for Thanksgiving is from Deuteronomy chapter 8. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers, and you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you, and let you hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper, and you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land that he has given you. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from 1 Timothy chapter 2. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is the word of the Lord. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love that habitation in your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord,
glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
We speak together the 10 Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, and the Lord's Prayer. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not give false testimony against your neighbor, you shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for our hymn of the day, 785. Thanksgiving is a wonderful opportunity to look at all the different ways that God has blessed us in our lives, both in body and in soul. And I think so many of the things that we traditionally do on Thanksgiving help to remind us of all of those ways that God has blessed us, both in what we have and then also in what we lack sometimes on those Thanksgiving days. What we have when we're all surrounded around the table with friends and family, with the fruits of an abundant harvest on the table, friends and family sitting at each of the chairs around, this reminds us how much God has blessed us, given us so much to support our needs of life day by day, given us people in our lives that provide for our needs, and then also bring us God's word as well. But then sometimes, although this is more difficult to bear, those Thanksgiving gatherings often remind us sometimes of what we do lack. Maybe it was more difficult to put this Thanksgiving meal on the table than it was last year. Maybe there are empty chairs that weren't there at Thanksgiving gatherings previously. But even in these times where it's more painful, these times where God shows us what we lack, he still reminds us of how he blesses us. Both because he reminds us how he has blessed us in the past, and then also reminds us that we are in need of him, in need of a God who is the only one who can provide for us. who can sustain us day by day, who can give us life. And that's the main message that our gospel reading has for us today. That's the main message that we can focus on this Thanksgiving Day, that Jesus is the source of every blessing, and he himself is also the object of our thanksgiving. Jesus himself is the source of all of our blessings and the object of our thanks and praise. And just like we might know all too well our lack when we see the things that we don't have or the things that we used to have but don't have anymore, the 10 lepers understood what they lacked. They were in a pretty terrible situation. They had a terrible skin disease, but then not only this, this made this so they had to be outside of the community. They couldn't be near any people. But actually, when they were so close to somebody, they would have to shout out that they were unclean so that everybody would flee and avoid them. And this is what their life looked like day after day after day. All alone, not able to provide for themselves, and then also having the terrible reminder of their own mortality and death every single time they looked at their own skin. They knew what they lacked. They knew that they couldn't do anything to solve this problem, and they certainly knew that they had a need that could only be filled by God. And that is why they all so desperately look to Jesus with faith and say, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And believing his word of promise, they went away with faith. Did you catch that in our reading? That Jesus doesn't actually heal them right then and there on the spot, but he says, "Go and show yourself to the priest." And then they had to turn around, walk away, go toward the temple, and then on the way, they were healed. They had to go away from Jesus with only his word of promise, but yet by their faith, they were healed. How great is Jesus' power that he was able to even reverse this terrible illness that they have. And in the same way, dear Christians, we find ourselves in the same state as these lepers, although spiritually without Christ. Without Christ, we are spiritually dead. We are spiritually doomed to hell. But we can also acknowledge that we have the same physical needs that they do as well. We can all acknowledge, no matter how much we think we have, no matter how healthy we think we are, without God, we would be completely cut off from life. God is the one who gives us every single breath that comes out of our mouths. God is the one who lets our hearts beat just one more time every single second of every single day. We need God to provide for all of our needs, both of this body and then our souls, so that we might be preserved for the life to come. And Christ does provide for those needs. He heals us from our spiritual sickness of sin, and faith in him receives that forgiveness that he won for us on the cross. So all 10 of those lepers were healed. They all believed in Jesus initially, but then only one returned to Jesus to give thanks to him. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." All 10 of the lepers began with faith and cried out to Jesus for mercy. All received mercy, all received healing, but yet only one returned back to Jesus to give thanks for that mercy. We can only imagine why the 9 did not return. One reason we can maybe imagine was that maybe they were so enthralled and excited by the gift that they received from Jesus that maybe they forgot the one who gave it. Maybe they were so excited by the gift that they forgot the giver, our Lord Christ himself. And it is certainly good to be excited about the gifts that God gives us. It's certainly good to acknowledge those blessings that God blesses us with. But to forget the one who gives those blessings eventually is the death of faith. This is what St. Paul is talking about in Romans chapter 1, where he says that the ungodly worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. So, dear friends in Christ, this Thanksgiving, remember not only your blessings, but also the source of your blessings. Give thanks to Christ for all that you have received both in this life and in the life to come. It is a good practice when everybody goes around the table and says what they're thankful for. That's great. People should continue to do that. It's a good practice to write down all of your blessings, because it teaches us that when we actually start thinking that way, we actually cannot number all of the ways God has blessed us in this life. But you can't just stop at the blessings. Anybody can write their blessings. Anybody can say what they're thankful for. Only the Christian can acknowledge the source. Only the Christian can turn back like the leper and give thanks to their Lord Christ who gave all of these things. You must also remember the fountain and source of all blessings, Jesus Christ himself. And just like St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 4, what do you have that you did not receive? Everything that you possess in this life is a gift given to you by Jesus. Jesus has blessed you with life and healing through the forgiveness of your sins. And not only that, but he continues to strengthen and encourage you in the faith through his holy word, where he speaks his forgiveness to you and shows you again and again the message of salvation. Jesus made you his own in holy baptism, where he claimed you as his beloved son. And he strengthens you continually with his own body and his own blood given to us in the Lord's Supper for the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of our faith. And in the same way, Jesus has blessed you with earthly blessings that we acknowledge this week as well. And he sustains you every day, minute by minute, second by second, giving you every breath and every heartbeat. He gives you the food to nourish your bodies day after day, year after year. He gives you your friends and family to love and to cherish. All of these things are things to thank God for. And then above all this, he gives you eternity. When he forgives you your sins, he promises that you will be with him forever. And this is also so important to acknowledge when we recognize the things that we have lost in this life, the things that we used to have that are no more, that Jesus promises you that whatever you lack here on earth, whatever you have suffered here on earth, whatever has been taken away from you here on earth will be restored 100-fold in the kingdom of heaven. All of us, all of the believers who have gone on in faith will sit around the table. There will be no empty chairs sitting around the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the company of heaven in the kingdom of heaven. And what a glorious day that will be. What a glorious day that will be, where we can thank and praise God in righteousness and purity forever. And it's for that reality that he promises to us in the future that we can thank and praise God today. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.